BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. United States officials say the Pentagon is to release hundreds of previously unpublished photographs showing the alleged abuse of prisoners in Iraq and Afghanistan by US personnel during President Bush's time in office. The move is in response to a Freedom of Information lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union. From Washington, Justin Webb.
The American Civil Liberties Union has been trying for some time to get access to photos which it believes show prisoners being abused in Afghanistan and Iraq. The Bush administration opposed the move. The Obama administration has decided to allow the photos to be published in line with the court ruling last year. It looks as if there'll be a large number. I think it will be in the hundreds, said a Pentagon official. What the ACLU say is that the photos will prove that the much publicized abuses at Abu Ghraib prison outside Baghdad were actually part of a wider pattern, amounting to a policy.
Iraq has seen one of its bloodiest days in recent months, with 60 people killed in an attack on the most important Shia Muslim shrine in Baghdad. Two female suicide bombers blew themselves up at the gates to the shrine of the Imam Musa al-Qadim. 25 Iranian pilgrims were among the dead. The Mexican government says it's preparing a mass vaccination campaign to tackle a new kind of deadly swine flu. The World Health Organization says the outbreak appears to have killed at least 57 people. More than 800 others are believed to have been infected. The WHO is planning an emergency meeting soon to decide if there is an international public health threat. From Mexico City, Stephen Gibbs reports.
Mexico's health ministry says the new virus has reached epidemic levels. It describes it as a form of swine flu, which has mutated and been passed to humans. Most of the cases so far recorded have been in or near Mexico City and have largely affected men between the ages of 25 and 44. As well as ordering the closure of all schools in the capital and neighboring Mexico state, the ministry is advising the population to avoid crowded areas and not to shake hands or kiss one another.
Finance ministers and central bankers from some of the world's biggest economies say there are signs that the global financial crisis should begin to ease slightly later this year. But a statement after a G7 meeting in Washington warned against premature optimism. From Washington, Andrew Walker.
The good news in the G7's view is that things aren't getting worse as rapidly as they were. But the host for this meeting, the US Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, was not prepared to conclude that a recovery is imminent. The G7 statement said that should begin later this year, but it's likely to be weak. There was also a commitment to tackle the problems in the banks. That's been identified by the International Monetary Fund as the most important obstacle to a recovery. The IMF says there has been progress on that front, but not enough.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The president of Paraguay, Fernando Lugo, says he will not resign over claims by several women that he fathered children with them while he was a Catholic bishop. At a televised news conference, Mr. Lugo asked for forgiveness from anyone who'd been offended by the revelations, but said he would complete his five-year term despite what he called rumours of instability and conspiracy. The African Union has praised the conduct of the general election in South Africa. The head of the AU Observer mission described the poll as free, fair and credible. With 90% of the vote counted, the governing African National Congress is heading for a decisive victory. Final results are expected on Saturday. The World Bank and the International Monetary Fund have warned that prospects for poverty reduction in the developing world are looking bleaker because of the global financial crisis. In their annual report on progress towards the targets known as the Millennium Development Goals, the two agencies say up to 9 million more people could fall into extreme poverty. The report says health targets are going to be the worst affected. Farmers in parts of Europe are to be allowed to resume the practice of leaving dead livestock in their fields for vultures to feed on. The European Parliament voted to overturn a ban which had been brought in to tackle mad cow disease. Chris Mason reports from Brussels.
Environmentalists describe vultures as nature's cleaners. They're capable of stripping a dead cow or sheep carcass in a matter of hours. But many have been starving to death since European rules aimed at tackling mad cow disease meant all dead livestock had to be cleared away. This forced the birds to embark on some rather long-haul journeys. One was even spotted recently perched on top of a bus shelter here in Brussels. Following the vote, farmers will again be able to leave dead livestock in their fields, providing it is deemed safe and hygienic to do so.
Chris Mason in Brussels. BBC News.